the first question that probably anybody around here would have about the marijuana regulations that are now in place is anybody going to use them?
Well, we don't know. And, you know, that's important that we have regulations in place in case that there are. But kind of the state rules make it a little trickier for having cultivation and retail, manufacturing, and you know, possibly retail with consumption in rural areas.
Now, break that apart a little bit. What do you mean there?
So what we're looking at is there are several licenses that you can apply for. Cultivation, which is, you know, a large scale, what someone would refer to as a grow operation. Under the law as it stands, everyone personally is entitled to grow up to an ounce that they may have in their possession. But to do something that's on a larger scale that would eventually be sold, that you would have a cultivation license. There's a manufacturing license where you can process it after, you know, you would grow it. And the belief is, and once again, that most people would get a cultivation and manufacturing license together. And then there's a retail license. And more than likely, there's going to be maybe in a situation out here in rural Alaska, while impossible to predict the future, possibly someone that would be interested in these licenses would want to get kind of all three so that they could maybe grow, manufacture, sell. And then there's a subcategory of retail with consumption, which is something like smoking clubs or, you know, hookah bars or things like that.
Mm-hmm. But how does the current state law sort of discourage rural Alaskan marijuana industry?
Well, there's another license that we didn't refer to, which is a testing facility license. And the rules for testing are pretty stringent that they've set up. You know, to be a licensed facility, you have to meet a lot of requirements. It's not necessarily like a certification program you can go out and learn in a day or anything like that. So following along on the state level news, there's actually only two current license applications for testing facilities. One of the requirements to grow and then obviously get it to sale is that you need to have your crop tested. And both of these facilities right now are going to be seem like located on the road system. And that means that if you were to grow out here, you'd either have to have a on-site testing license that would come in, which doesn't look like it's happening, or you would have to be able to transport into Anchorage or onto the road system in some way so that you can get your product tested and meet you know, the state regulations.
And do you know how often you would have to get your product tested? I mean, how big is this barrier? Is this something that you would have to do every couple weeks, months? What is it?
Well, it depends how frequently you're growing new crops and things like that. It's not a large amount that needs to be tested. So there is a potentiality that a possible grow operation could be willing to fly the product in, you know, by carrying it onto an airplane or things like that. It seems as if, and once again, these things are all with very major asterisks on them, TSA has currently kind of adopted the idea that they will not necessarily confiscate anything that's under the legal limits if it's being transported. We have yet to hear any reports of that being different, but really you're at the mercy of kind of the federal government there. If they tell the TSA to start confiscating, then, you know, they'll start confiscating, I'm sure.
Obviously, they deal with it in a different way in other states.
My understanding is that in states that have also legalized, as long as flights are in state, that they have adopted the same kind of we're going to stay out of it right now kind of approach to it. Now, interstate flights are certainly much different because you do have the potentiality to be going to a state where it's not legal and things like that.
Sure, and I guess that's the question. I mean, if I'm flying from Bethel to Anchorage and TSA doesn't confiscate my marijuana as I enter the Bethel airport, then at that point I have access to the Anchorage airport and access to whatever flight I would like to travel on, potentially.
You do. And I think, you know, therein lies kind of, I think this is a rather new thing for everyone. And therein lies the danger. It doesn't take much for them to change these policies, you know, because you could see the potential for someone to maybe, have separated tickets or something like that in the Anchorage airport, I think. But once again, the important key here is my understanding is this is only for the personal consumption limit. So it's up to an ounce. It's not anything greater than that.